You're listening to an audio recording created by Jason Crow. This audiobook is a conversion of the story called The Triton Adventure, written by Alex Hawk. This recording is brought to you for free, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. Both text and this recording are protected by copyright laws, so please respect that. You can distribute it if you want to, but please be kind enough to make references to where you got it and who wrote it. Check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more information and stories. And now, let's start with the story.
The Triton Adventure, written by Alex Hawk. Chapter 1. I brushed a bit of blonde hair out of my face and snapped my gum as I looked around the terminal, bored out of my mind. My 14-year-old brother, Jonas, had his face buried in a book, and my parents were busy making sure our boarding paperwork was correct. We were about to head out onto a ship, the Central Sea Cruise Line's Spirit of Triton, a 200-passenger ship that was going to take us from Bermuda, where we now were, to the Straits of Gibraltar, and then through the Mediterranean Sea, with stops, well, all over the place. I wasn't looking forward to spending 2 months of my summer vacation at sea, but the idea of seeing new places was kind of cool. Waiting to board the ship so that I could get to those new places, on the other hand, was really boring. The flight from Chicago to Bermuda had been long and dull, and we'd spent 2 hours here at the terminal while my parents tried to get some vague issue sorted out with the cruise line. I just wanted to get boarded and start my explorations of the ship. I sat down next to Jonas and sighed. "Something wrong, Lori?" he asked, looking up at me from his book and blinking owlishly behind thick glasses. "Yeah, I'm bored." I glared at him. "I hate my brother." "Oh, well, you can read one of my books if you want," I snorted. "I'm not that bored." "Oh." After what seemed like forever, our parents finally wandered over to us, unhappy looks on their faces. "Jonas, Lorelai, listen up. My dad always called me by my full name. I hated it and preferred Lori. Our mom said, there's been a problem with the booking. We had asked for a single room for your father and I and a double room for you too. That's one with two beds." "Okay," I said, not sure where this was going. My father sighed. "However, the cruise line screwed up. They've put you two into a single. That's one large bed." I looked at him, and then I looked at my brother and said, "Ew. Gross. I'm not sharing a bed with Jonas." One of the Jonas brothers, maybe, I thought to myself. Even though I was only 12, I was starting to find boys really desirable. "You won't have to share a bed," my mom said. "We've arranged for a fold-out cot to be put into the room. One of you can sleep on that one night and the bed the next night and vice versa." "Can't you just get us a double room?" Jonas asked. Our dad shook his head. "We tried, believe me, but they're booked solid and no one was willing to shift. We did get a partial refund from the cruise line and a credit towards a future cruise." "Whoop fuck," I muttered. "Language," my mom said, glaring at me. "Sorry," I lied. "At any rate," my father said, "we have the rooms at least, so we might as well board. The ship is leaving in about 20 minutes. Very unhappy, I gathered up my things and followed my parents and brother onto the ship. It wasn't as big as I'd expected it to be, but once we got inside, it was pretty nice and had an air of minor luxury to it. The steward took my family and I to our cabins. Our parents was located next to ours, and like us, they had a nice view of the sea. Our cabin, though, was a little smaller than theirs. There was a double bed, a fold-up cot in the corner, a dresser, a TV, a couple of nightstands, and a door that led to a small bathroom. The steward took a moment to show us how to unfold the cot. Short version, it's a nightmare, and then left, leaving Jonas and I in the room together. "Well, who gets the cot for the first night?" Jonas asked. I looked at him. "You actually need to ask," he sighed. "No, I guess I don't." "Right, you don't." I started putting my things away and then pointedly left, going out to explore the ship. Everyone else was up on the deck as we left the dock, but I didn't want to be there, so I just poked around. I found the dining room, the small library, a game room, and a few other things. One thing I didn't find were any kids even close to my age. There weren't any cute boys, which really annoyed me. I did find some parents who had toddlers, but that wasn't anyone I could hang out with. Even the older guys were either A, too old, or B, too ugly, or C, with their girlfriend wife. My brother and I seemed to be the only teenagers on board. Well, he was a teenager, and I would be next year, which was close enough. Feeling a little defeated, I wandered back to the cabin. Jonas had unfolded the cot, and it took up way too much of the floor space. At least he was sitting on it to read his book and not sitting on the bed. "You weren't gone long," he observed. "There's no one else here my age," I groused as I flopped onto the bed. "You and me are the only teenagers here. You're not a teenager, Yai." "I know," I snapped. Jonas looked at me. "Are you starting your period?" I was briefly stunned silent. "What?" I shouted once I could. "What business is that of yours? You're being a little touchy, that's all," he mumbled. I sighed. "No, I'm not. I haven't started them yet, actually, and I'm kind of sensitive about that, so don't ask me again, okay?" "Okay, sorry." "It's all right," I grumbled. "I'm sorry I snapped at you. Why don't we go do something together? Maybe play a video game or something? At least you won't have to worry about friends of yours knowing that I'm your brother." I winced slightly. I told him more than a few times that I didn't want anyone knowing he was my brother. Most people did, but that didn't mean I had to like it. I knew it made me sound like a bitch, but, well, he was a geek, and I was a popular girl, into things like gymnastics and cheerleading. People knowing he was my brother might have dragged down my reputation. But he had a point. We were going to be far away at sea, and then in Europe. No one would know who I was, and it didn't matter if the two of us were seen together. "All right," I said. He stood, and we headed out of the cabin. I showed him around the ship a little, and we wound up at the game room, where we spent some time playing Dance Dance Revolution together. To my surprise, he was pretty good, though not nearly as good as me. We played for a while until our parents came to tell us it was time to get ready for dinner. We headed back to our cabin, where we each took showers, got into clean clothes, and went to eat. Dinner was a big buffet. It was pretty tasty. There was a seafood theme, which was fine with me, because I liked seafood, and we didn't get too much of it in Chicago, or at least not much that was worth eating. After dinner, we went to the shipboard theater and watched a little song and dance show. It wasn't very good, but it killed time and kept me from being too bored. Eventually, it ended, and we all retired to our cabins. Once in the cabin, I sat on the bed, idly flipping through the TV stations. The ship had satellites, so there were quite a few to pick from. Of course, none of them had anything on, so I eventually parked it on MTV and stared at it for a bit. Meantime, Jonas was sitting on the cot reading his book. I glanced at it. It was some stupid-looking fantasy novel, like most of what he read. I didn't see the appeal to fantasy. If I wanted a good read, I'd turn to Harry Potter or the Twilight books. Eventually, it got late and I wanted to get to sleep. I told Jonas I was turning off the lights in a few minutes and went to the bathroom where I changed into my nightie and panties. By the time I got out, Jonas was down to a t-shirt and boxers and was busy getting the cot ready to sleep on. He got onto that, I got into the bed, and a few minutes later, we were both sound asleep. Chapter 2. I had some pretty weird dreams due to the way the ship rocked, but when I woke up all was well. Jonas was already awake and reading his book again. "Good morning," he said, looking at me with a smile. The light from the window glittered off his braces, making them almost not sucky. "Hi." I stretched and got out of bed. I disappeared into the bathroom and came out after I'd cleaned up and put on some clothes. Jonas and I then went out to the dining room and had some breakfast. After that, well, there wasn't a lot I was really into doing. I spent a bit of time at the small pool and a little time just wandering around the ship. I also spent some time jogging on the ship's small jogging track since I wanted to make sure I stayed in shape. I thought about visiting what passed for the ship's gym, but decided jogging was good enough. I also surprised myself, and probably Jonas as well, by spending time with him playing more video games in the ship's game room. Let's face it, he was the only person I was really going to be socializing with during this trip. We met with our parents for meals, but otherwise it was just him and me. Then late that night, we headed off to bed. Well, he headed to bed and I headed to cot. God, it was so uncomfortable. There was this metal bar right in the middle of my ass that made it so hard to sleep. I tried shifting around, but it didn't really accomplish much. I must have managed to sleep at least a little, though, because eventually I woke up, and it was morning. I groaned and got up off the cot, vowing to myself that I'd find a way, anyway, to avoid having to sleep on it again. Day 3 was basically a copy of day 2, except a day later. We did get to attend a little fire dancing demonstration up on the deck. Not sure what this had to do with anything, but it was cool anyhow. And a little seminar thingy on the history of the Mediterranean Sea. It was enough to keep me from being totally bored, at least. Eventually, nighttime rolled around. Jonas and I had gone back to our cabin kind of early, since it had started to rain not too long after dinner. We mostly sat on the bed and stared at the TV, much like we did at home. After a couple hours, Jonas said, "Well, we should probably get ready for bed." He looked doubtful at the cot. I winced in sympathy. "That thing really sucks, doesn't it?" "Yeah," I sighed. "Look, Jonas, this bed is probably big enough for two, don't you think? You want to just share it? It's not like it's that big of a deal." "You wouldn't mind? I don't want to wind up sleeping on that thing again either," I pointed out with a shudder. "Yeah, I can understand that." "Okay, if you don't have any problem with it." "I don't. Just stay on your side of the bed." "Same to you." The two of us took time to get changed and then climbed into the bed and turned out the lights. God, it felt so much better than that stupid cot. I was asleep within minutes. It was now day 6 of our little voyage. We'd be putting into Gibraltar tomorrow. I was looking forward to it, since, frankly, shipboard life had gotten really, really boring. Even hanging out with Jonas was losing its meager charms. I was sure that once we were in Gibraltar and traveling around the Med, things would get more interesting. Jonas and I were at least getting along well. We hadn't even fought over what to watch on TV, and I'd actually started to enjoy sleeping next to him. He was quiet and didn't steal the blankets, and it was nice feeling his warmth near me when I slept. That night, just before we'd gone to bed, we sat through High School Musical 3. God, I loved Zac Efron. If I had to pick any boy right now to lose my cherry to, he'd definitely be in the top 10, right behind all three Jonas brothers and a few other boys. The problem with this was that it left me really, really horny. I'd only learned a couple months ago how to deal with that, and so that night, once I was sure Jonas was sleeping, I spread my legs a little and reached down into my panties. Letting out a gentle sigh, I started rubbing the area around my clit, feeling the pleasure wash over me. As I did this, I started thinking about Zac Efron, the Jonas brothers, and the other boys I desired. I pictured them shirtless, me making out with them, and even some of them making out with each other. It was really getting me hot and getting me really close to. "Lori?" came the soft voice next to me. I froze. "Lori, what are you doing?" Sliding my hand out of my panties, I said, "Nothing. Go back to sleep." It didn't seem like nothing. "Well, it was," I snapped. I turned onto my side, cursing all boys, especially my brother. "Were you, you know, touching yourself?" I rolled my eyes. "No." "If you were, it's okay," Jonas said. "I mean, I can get up and go hang out in the hall while you do it." I blinked in surprise and rolled over to look at him. "What?" "Yeah. I mean, I know how it is with boys, so I guess it's the same with girls. Sometimes you just gotta do it, right? So if you need to, I can just go out into the hallway and read for a bit. It's not a big deal." I felt oddly touched by this. "You'd go out into the hallway while I masturbated?" I blushed at saying the word and was grateful it was too dark for him to see me. "Well, yes, I assume you'd do the same." That gave me a sudden mental image of Jonas masturbating. I knew boys did it, or at least I'd read things about boys doing it, but I hadn't thought he did it. I guess it was kind of like sex in general. You were always amazed to find out someone other than yourself knew anything about it. "Oh," was all I could think to say. "So, do you want me to wait outside?" Jonas asked after a bit. "No, it's okay," I said. "Then, you know, I just thought of something." "What?" "Well, I mean, we're both comfy in bed, right? And we both need to do it." "Well, I know I do, and I guess you probably do." "Oh, you have no idea." "Right, well, I mean, we can probably just do it next to each other. You know, in bed, I mean, we wouldn't be touching each other at all or even watching. We'd just be doing it next to each other. That way, neither of us has to wait in the hall." What'd be the point of that anyhow? We know what the other person would be doing, so it's not like there's anything to hide. "Yeah, I guess," Jonas said slowly. It would be nice not to have to get out of bed while you do it and then you have to get out while I did it. Yeah, so you want to? I couldn't make out his face in the darkness, so I had no idea what he'd say. I did eventually see him nod, though, and heard him say, "Well, I guess we can try it tonight at least and see how it works." Okay. Well then, I'm going to take off my panties, because it's lots easier that way. All right, I'll take off my boxers, too. A few moments later, and there were mutual plop sounds as our underwear hit the floor. I laid back and sighed a little as my fingers returned to their usual spot between my legs. Glancing over, I saw a lump in the blankets next to me that moved up and down. My brother was masturbating. It was really interesting doing it next to him. For one thing, he used his left hand, and I used my right. Due to the way we were positioned, this meant our elbows were touching every once in a while. It was also the first time I'd done anything even remotely sexual near another person, and that added a new level to it. "You doing okay, Lori?" Jonas asked after a bit. "Yeah, okay." "Yeah, you getting close to finishing at all?" "Not yet." "Oh, okay. I saw the lump stop. Let me know when you get closer, okay? If we finish at about the same time, the other person doesn't have to wait." "Oh, okay." I tried to get back to picturing Zach et al., but realized quickly that all I could think about was the fact that my brother was laying next to me with his penis in his hand. I wondered briefly how boys did it and pictured him naked and doing it. This pushed me quickly towards my orgasm. Jonas, it's gonna happen soon." "Okay," he said. I saw the lump start moving faster than it had before. My orgasm hit and hit hard. It was the first one I'd had since before we'd left Chicago, so I knew it was going to be a strong one, but I had no idea how strong. It was probably the best I'd ever had, and hearing the sounds of Jonas gasping as he had his orgasm next to me only enhanced the experience. Finally, we were both done. We laid there next to each other on the bed, breathing hard. In the background, I heard the noises of the ship and the ocean. "Well," Jonas said after a bit. "Yeah. Turn your head away for a moment." "Okay." I turned and looked at the wall. I felt Jonas get out of bed and heard him open a drawer on the dresser. Then he got back into bed and moved around a bit before saying, "Okay, you can look back over here now." I looked at him. Nothing seemed different. What was that all about? Well, when boys do it, we, you know, shoot sperm, you know, and I had to clean it up, so I got a sock and I'm all clean now. "Yay," I giggled. "Oh, girls don't have that problem, do you?" "No, we don't." Figures. Into the quiet that followed, I said, "Jonas?" "Yeah?" "Don't tell anyone we did this, okay?" He laughed. "I won't. This time, not just for your reputation, but mine, too." "Yeah, well, when we get back home, if you want to tell people you're my brother, I won't mind too much," I said. "You won't?" "No, it's kind of stupid the way I've treated you." I saw him shrug. "I know how it is with the cliques and all, but thanks. I'm glad I have you for a sister." "I'm glad you're my brother. Cool." A few more minutes went by and Jonas said, "Lori?" "Yeah?" "Did you ever put your panties back on?" No. "Did you put your boxers back on?" "No. You want to just leave them off for tonight?" "Yeah, I feel too sleepy to worry about it." "Me too. Good night, Lori." "Good night, Jonas." We drifted off to sleep. Chapter 3. Things were a little strained the next morning. I woke up after Jonas had and he'd already gotten dressed and went for breakfast. I was hungry, but didn't really want to run into him just yet. I had to think about what we'd done last night. I mean, okay, yeah, we hadn't had sex or anything like that, but we'd masturbated together, and that was just a little, oh, I don't know, weird, I guess. It was certainly something that a couple weeks ago I'd never imagined doing with my brother. Mostly I spent the morning lurking around the cabin, reasonably sure Jonas wouldn't come back. By the time I finally felt like getting out and doing something, it was just a few minutes until we were going to dock in Gibraltar, so that worked out well. I went topside to watch the docking and instantly ran into Jonas. He blushed a little and waved at me. I sighed quietly and went to stand next to him. "Hey," he said. "Hey." We watched as the people down on the dock started handling ropes and such, getting the ship tied up. I was about to say something when our parents came up to us, grinning and chattering about all they wanted to do that day. We'd have the whole day and night in port, so they had a lot planned. I traded looks with Jonas, and the four of us went ashore. Gibraltar turned out to be a bit more boring than I'd expected. Sure, the rock was cool, but once you got past that, there really wasn't a lot here. We did take a little bus tour that went up into Spain, but I didn't get too excited about that, since we'd be docking in Barcelona in a couple days. Still, it was nice to get off the ship and go walking around on solid ground, though at first I'd actually had trouble keeping my balance, which was kind of funny. When night had rolled around, our parents dumped us back onto the ship so that they could go out to some nightclub. I sort of avoided being alone with Jonas, but eventually it got to the point where I was going to need to get to bed, so I gritted my teeth and walked into the cabin we shared. Jonas was already there, sitting on the bed watching TV. "Hey, Lori," he said when I came in. "Hi." I ducked into the bathroom for a little bit, showering and changing into my nightie and panties, then walked back out. "You about ready for bed?" I asked. "Sure, let me just go change." "Okay." Jonas dashed into the bathroom. I turned off the TV and the lights and got into bed. Then, I laid there on my back, staring at the ceiling until my brother came and got into bed next to me. I wasn't sure if I was relieved that he had his boxers on. Jonas settled in, and we laid there next to each other in silence for a bit. I was in a real strange place mentally, because I wanted to do masturbate with him again, but I also didn't want to, because there was a part of me that thought it might be bad, but I was really horny. Mostly, I was just a little confused. Jonas finally broke the silence, saying, "Lori, are you mad at me?" "What?" I asked in genuine surprise. "No, why would I be mad at you?" "Well, you know, last night, you might be mad at me for talking you into it or something." I rolled my eyes. "Jonas, it was my idea." "Well, yeah, but still, I'm not mad at you or anything, I'm just, I don't know." "I liked what we did last night, but it was pretty weird too, you know?" "God, I'm so glad you said that," Jonas said with a relieved laugh. "That's how I feel too." "You do?" "Yeah. But you liked it, right?" "Yeah, I did." "Okay." I was quiet for a bit and then said, "Well, maybe if we did it again, we'd get used to it and it wouldn't be weird." "You think so?" "Yeah, maybe. I mean, we're going to be on this boat for a lot longer and we'll have to do something to get off or we'll both go nuts." My brother laughed. "Yeah, that's true." I swallowed, my mouth suddenly dry. "So, you want to do it again?" "Sure, I guess. If you want to." "Okay, okay. Guess we better take our underwear off." "Yeah." There were two plop sounds a few moments later and then the faint sounds of my brother stroking his penis as I started rubbing around the outside of my vagina and along my clitoris. All my doubts were vanishing under a cloud of blissful good feelings. "Hey, Lori?" Jonas asked as we played with ourselves. "Yeah? How do girls, you know, do it? Do you stick a finger inside or something?" I shook my head, though he couldn't see me in the darkness. "No. Well, some girls do, and I have before, but mostly, I just rub along the outside and next to my clit." "Oh." I heard the pace of his strokes increase. "How do boys do it?" "Well, I just hold in my hand kind of loose, but not too loose, and stroke it up and down." "Oh, okay." A picture of Jonas masturbating settled smoothly into my mind as I rubbed myself and, true to what I'd said earlier, slid a finger slowly into my vagina. I didn't know what my brother's penis looked like, but I could still picture him stroking it. A thought crossed my mind. "You're thinking about me right now, aren't you?" Yeah, how did you know?" "'Cause I'm thinking about you." "You are?" "Yeah." "Cool," he said a little breathlessly. As we kept masturbating, my elbow brushed against Jonas's. He didn't move away, but instead just held it there. It added an interesting new level to what we were doing. I liked it, and so I moved my foot under the blanket until it was resting against my brother's foot. He didn't pull away then either. "Jonas," I whispered a few moments later. "I'm going to finish soon." "Me too? Ah, oh God." The next several moments were spent with the two of us soaring up into the endless clouds of orgasm. If anything, it was better than the orgasm I had last night, because this time my body was actually touching my brother's as we climaxed, and I felt him shaking and twitching. It was really awesome. "Wow," Jonas said a few moments later. "That was pretty intense." "Yeah." I took a few seconds to get my breath back and then said, "Do you feel weird about it at all, like we did last night?" "No, do you?" "No." "Cool. Do you want to do it again tomorrow night?" "Hell yeah," he said with a little laugh. "Cool," I said, giggling a bit. Jonas moved around a bit but didn't get out of bed. This confused me slightly. Aren't you going to get your sock? He shook his head. I kind of hid a washcloth over here, you know, just in case. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. He cleaned up and said, I'm gonna leave my boxers off again. You gonna leave your panties off too? Yeah, cool. He finished cleaning and settled back into the bed. Well, good night, Lori. Good night. As before we did, in time, drift off to sleep. The next morning I woke up before Jonas. Looking out the window, I could see buildings. We apparently hadn't left Gibraltar yet. I yawned and stretched a little and looked down with a smile at Jonas sleeping next to me. Then I did a bit of a double take. I could see that his blanket was tented up just a bit, right about where his penis would be. A little tingle went through my vagina, and then I remembered, oh, hey, both he and I weren't wearing any underwear. I knew peeking wouldn't exactly be right, but I couldn't resist. I slowly lifted up the blanket enough to let just a bit of the light from the window shine under it, and then I looked, and there it was, my brother's penis. It was fascinating. I'd seen pictures of penises, of course, but never seen one in real life, soft or hard. I stared at it. It was probably only about 4 or 5 inches long, but it looked massive. I found myself wondering how something like that could possibly fit inside my vagina, given how tight it was just when I had a finger inside. Jonas mumbled a little in his sleep, and I figured he was about to wake up, so I dropped the blanket and quickly got out of bed, grabbing my panties off the floor as I did so. By the time Jonas was up and moving around, I was already in the bathroom getting ready to face the world. Jonas got himself together, and we went up to the dinning room where we met our parents. They were gushing about the wonderful time they'd had last night. I traded shy smiles with Jonas, remembering the wonderful time we'd had last night. We left Gibraltar with the tides. We'd be spending today cruising along the Spanish coast, and tomorrow afternoon we'd put in at Barcelona, where we'd spend 2 days. I was looking forward to it. But to my surprise, what I was mostly looking forward to was later tonight, when Jonas and I would be alone in our cabin and masturbating together. Meantime, in the daylight, Jonas and I did pretty much the same stuff we'd been doing all through the cruise. We ate some food, I jogged, we played DDR together, and generally had a fun time. We even went swimming in the pool at one point, which we hadn't done before. That was nice because it gave me a good look at Jonas's bare chest. And now I had a pretty good idea of what my brother looked like naked. There was one thing that troubled me during the day, though. The look I'd sneaked at Jonas's penis. I'd seen him and he didn't know and he hadn't had the chance to see my vagina. So I made up my mind that that night, he'd get a look. Fair was fair, after all. So that night, as Jonas and I were getting ready for bed, I went into the bathroom and changed into my usual nightie, but left my panties off. Then, taking a deep breath, went out into the bedroom where Jonas was already under the blankets and, from what I saw on the floor, had taken off his boxers. So, I got something I gotta tell you, I began. Oh, you don't want to do it tonight? I shook my head. No, I do. If you do, that is. Oh, I do. Okay. Well, this morning when you were sleeping, you were kind of, you know, sticking up, like, under the blanket, and, well, I sort of took a peek. Jonas blinked behind his thick glasses and said, oh, yeah, he looked nervous and then said, well, what did you think? It looked pretty cool, I admitted. But see, here's the thing. I snuck a peek and that wasn't right, especially since you didn't get to see me. So now you get to. With that, I raised up the hem of my nightie to about the level of my navel, exposing my slit to my brother. Oh, he whispered as he stared. After about 15 seconds, I said, okay. That's about how long I looked, and dropped my nightie down again. I'm sorry I peeked at you. That's okay, Lori. Thanks for showing me you. You're welcome. I turned out the lights and got into bed next to my brother. We both shinnied down under the covers and laid there in silence for a bit. You know what might be cool? Jonas asked. What? Well, how would you like to try, you know, being naked when we do this? I mean, that's how I usually do it at home when I'm in bed. You do? I looked over at him. Hey, me too. Cool. Well, you wanna now? Sure. Jonas sat up and took off his shirt. I removed my nightie and tossed it onto the floor and now fully naked, settled down under the covers next to my nude brother. You ready to start? Jonas asked. Yeah. Okay. We began masturbating, and as soon as we did, I sort of moved closer to my brother so that our elbows and feet touched. Then he went a little farther and draped his bare leg over mine. That sent a little thrill through my naked body. "It's nicer like this, huh?" I said. "Yeah, I like it a lot more." We masturbated side by side for a while, images of my brother's penis and naked body dancing through my head. Knowing he was likely thinking about my vagina and what he suspected I looked like naked was turning me on a lot, too. In fact, it was such a nice vision that long before I expected to, I heard myself say, I'm coming? And then screwed my eyes shut as the orgasm hit me long and hard. Outside myself, I was aware of my brother coming next to me. We'd timed it well again. "Wow, that was really, really hot," Jonas managed to say after a bit as he cleaned himself up. "Yeah," I said. "That was better than the first two times combined." Jonas laughed. "Yeah." He tossed his washcloth on the floor and yawned and stretched. "Plus I'm in bed with a naked girl. That's cool." I grinned and smacked him lightly on the arm. "I'm in bed with a naked boy. That's pretty cool too." "Yeah," Jonas slid back down under the blanket and said, "So, Lori, do you have any, you know, experience with boys?" I shrugged. "I've kissed a boy before, but that's it." "Oh, who?" "No one you know. He goes to my school." "Oh, okay. What about you?" "I've kissed two girls, but that's all." "Anyone I know?" He shook his head. "No, just like with you, they go to my school." "Cool. Would you do more with a boy if you could?" I thought for a moment and then nodded. "Yeah, if he was a boy, I liked enough." "Cool. You'd do more with a girl, I'm sure." "Oh, yes," he said, laughing. "I wouldn't even have to like her that much." "Pervert," I said, smacking his arm again. "Hey, I'm not the one naked in bed with my brother." "No, you're the one naked in bed with your sister." "True. So what's the most times you've, you know, done that in one day?" 5, he said promptly. I laughed. "Wow, how did you have time for anything else?" "Well, it was a weekend, so I didn't need to do anything else." "Okay. What about you?" 3 times, I said. "Cool." There was silence in the cabin for a couple minutes after that, and then Jonas said, "Lori?" "Yeah?" "You want to do it again? Like now?" Sure, do you?" "Sure." "Okay. But, it's getting, you know, a little hot under the blanket," Jonas said. "So would you like to try it, maybe, without the blanket over us?" "You mean just naked?" "Yeah. So we can watch each other, right?" Jonas nodded. "Well, yeah. So you're not actually hot. You just want to watch me doing it, and you hope I want to watch you?" I asked sweetly. I could almost hear my brother blush. If I say yes, will you do it?" I laughed. "You're lucky, because I do want to see you do it, and I don't mind if you watch me, so yes, I'll do it. Happy?" "Yes, thank you," he said properly. "Should we turn on the lights?" I looked around the cabin. There was some light coming in from the window, but not very much. I said, "I don't really want to turn on all the lights, but what if I turn on the bathroom light and leave the door open? Then we can see a little better." "Okay, let me get my glasses on." He did, and then started pulling the blanket off of us. I got up and out of bed, feeling slightly exposed, given that I was naked and about to let my brother see my nude body. On the other hand, he was also about to see me masturbate, so just being naked probably didn't compare too much. I turned on the light in the bathroom and opened the door wide. I turned around to my brother, struck a little pose, and said, "Ta-da!" "Cool." His erect penis, which I could now see quite clearly, twitched. "You look really nice." "Thanks." I moved over and got onto the bed next to him. The two of us started at each other's genitals. "So, should we get started?" "Okay," I said. I moved my hand down between my legs and began rubbing slowly, looking over at my brother as he started stroking his penis. It was fascinating seeing him do it. He held his penis somewhat loosely in his left hand and just slowly stroked up and down. It was exactly as he'd described to me earlier, but actually seeing it was very different. "Do you have one of your fingers inside?" he asked, looking down at my vagina. "No, but watch." I spread my legs a little so Jonas could see better and slowly slid my middle finger up into my vagina. "Wow," he breathed. "What's it feel like in there?" I shrugged. "Warm, tight, wet. There's a really interesting texture, too. Kind of feels like the inside of your cheeks." "Cool," he said, stroking a little faster, then stopping entirely. "Okay, I'm gonna come soon if I don't stop for a moment," I giggled. "Well, I'm incredibly sexy, you, so that makes sense." Jonas grinned. "Yes, you are." My brother had let go of his very hard penis, so I was able to have a really good, long look at it as I fingered myself. It looked really interesting. I wondered what it might be like to have that inside my vagina instead of my finger. Pretty incredible, I was sure. Of course, as soon as I thought that, I squashed the idea. That'd be too much like sex. I kept fingering and rubbing, getting closer to finishing. When I felt my orgasm approaching, I told my brother, "Okay, you better start again." "Okay." His eyes fixed between my legs, he started masturbating again. He was only doing it for a short time before he said, "Oh, I'm gonna come. Watch." Jonas moaned a bit and his whole body shook as his penis began spurting, splashing his sperm all over his chest, stomach, and hand. It was white and had a smell that reminded me of the ocean. Seeing it pushed me out over the point of no return, and I had my somewhat less visibly spectacular orgasm. We were both breathing hard and grinning at each other for several moments after that. Finally, I was able to say, "So, that was one of the coolest things I've seen." "Me coming?" "Yeah." "Glad you liked it," Jonas said with a little smile. He picked up the washcloth and started wiping up his sperm. I could see why he kept it by the bed. That stuff did look like it was pretty messy. "Hey, do you want to sleep naked?" I asked as he finished cleaning. "Sure, if you want to." "Sure. Okay." We pulled the blanket up over our nude bodies, said our goodnights, and fell asleep. Chapter 4. True to the schedule, we arrived in Barcelona the next afternoon. Jonas and I joined our parents on a little tour of the city, though I was pretty sure that, like me, Jonas really just wanted to be back in the cabin masturbating together. Still, Barcelona was pretty neat and much more interesting than Gibraltar. There were plenty of sights to see and lots of cool buildings, especially some churches. I didn't have any religious interest, but I think churches themselves can look very cool. Late that night, we hit a restaurant and had some food. I was uncertain how I'd feel about it at first, since I didn't like Mexican food and I thought they'd be the same. I was wrong, thought. I was nothing like Mexican food and I really liked it. After eating, our parents dropped us back on the ship and went out on their own. As we watched them wander off, I looked at Jonas. "So mean." "What?" "Them. They just assume we don't want to go wandering off doing things with them and that we'd rather stay in our cabin and..." "Maybe not so mean," Jonas laughed. "You saying you want to right now?" "I wouldn't mind," I said shyly. "Then let's." We practically raced back to our cabin, lost no time getting naked and masturbated to happy orgasms. Several days went by. The ship traveled from Barcelona to Marseille and then Monaco, overnighting in each port. We then hit Italy, stopping over in Genoa. After that, our next stop was going to be Naples, which I'd heard was a pretty neat place. Meantime, at least once per day before we went to sleep, and sometimes two or even three times a day, Jonas and I got naked and masturbated together. I was surprised at how much I looked forward to doing it each day, and how much I really liked it. I especially liked the fact that we'd gotten almost completely in sync with our orgasms, learning how to read each other's bodies so we could time it. On the trip from Genoa to Naples, we got into doing something a little different. Basically, instead of masturbating side by side while laying down, we started sitting up and facing each other on the bed. It wasn't quite as easy to do it then, but we got better views of each other, and that was nice. I started to really enjoy seeing Jonas's face when he came. We reached Naples pretty early in the morning, in plenty of time for the four of us to leave the ship and go into town for breakfast. We grabbed something light and then hit the city, wandering around and looking at the castles, churches, and museums and everything. We skipped lunch but settled for a good dinner. I was really in love with Italian food, so that pleased me to no end. We wound up our Naples adventure with a visit to a big shopping center, and then our parents escorted us back to the ship so that, yes, they could yet again go have a night on the town. I was slightly puzzled as to why they did that at every port. They'd done it in Marseille, Monaco, and Genoa, too, but didn't really care, since it gave Jonas and I an excuse to go back to our cabin and play, which we did as soon as our parents were gone. Now it was late that evening. Jonas and I were sitting around, naked, watching TV. We'd kind of gotten into the habit of not bothering with clothing if we knew we were going to be in the cabin for any amount of time. We liked seeing each other nude, and we'd gotten really comfortable being naked around each other. As we were getting ready for bed, I said, "Hey, Jonas." "Yeah?" "I got an idea for something I want to try." "Okay." I laid down on the bed. Jonas got down next to me, already stroking his penis a little. "Stop that," I said with a grin. "It's distracting me." Jonas laughed and let go. "Okay, Lori, so what did you want to try?" "Well, I was thinking, how would you like to try, maybe?" I took a breath. "Well, would you like to try doing it to each other?" Jonas's eyes went wide. "You mean, you stoking me and me fingering you?" "Yeah, just to see what it's like." "Hmm," he said with mock seriousness. "Do I want to put my finger in a really hot girl's vagina while she plays with my penis? Let me think. Why, yes, I believe I do." I laughed for quite a bit at that and then said, "Okay, okay, it was a stupid question." Grinning, Jonas said, "No, it's not a stupid question. I'm glad you asked so that you could be sure." "Okay," I looked at our naked bodies. "So, you ready?" "Sure." "Okay, give me your hand." My brother held out his left hand. It was trembling a bit. I took it in mine and moved it down between my legs. I gasped a little as the heel of his hand came to rest against my clitoris. Then I extended his middle finger and slowly guided it into my vagina. "Oh my God," whispered Jonas. "Yeah, you like it?" "Yeah, how do I?" "Slide your finger in and out and move the base of your hand against my clit." "This way?" "Oh God, yes." "Wow," he said with a brace-filled smile. "I can't believe I'm really doing this to you." I smiled a little raggedly. "Yeah, imagine how jealous your friends would be." Jonas giggled. "Yeah, are you going to, you know?" He gestured towards his penis. "Huh? Oh yes." Without hesitation, I reached out and wrapped my hand around my brother's erect penis. It felt strange. It was very warm and had this texture of softness over hardness. I liked it a lot. I gave it a couple slow strokes. "How's that?" "Oh, that's just perfect," he whispered. "Cool." A part of my mind knew how surreal this was, how all the stuff we'd done was actually. I mean, before we started this trip, I barely even recognized my brother's existence. And now we'd gone from masturbating together to watching each other do it to now, when we were doing it to each other. I started wondering if things with him would go any farther than this, and if I wanted them to. There was certainly a part of me that was starting to wonder what it would be like to have his penis inside me. Our hands began moving faster on each other's bodies as we moved closer to our orgasms. We didn't even need to say anything when the moment hit, because we both knew it was coming, as it were. When it hit hard, with my vagina contracting sharply around my brother's finger as his penis bucked and kicked in my hand, sending his sperm out all over his body. It was the most incredible moment of my young life. After we were done, we laid there breathing hard, my hand still around Jonas's penis and his finger still inside my vagina. I could feel a bit of my brother's sperm oozing down my hand. It was interesting. The stuff was warmer than I thought it would be. "You know what?" my brother asked after a bit. "What?" I said, still breathing hard. "We gotta do that a lot more," I laughed. "Yeah. Take your finger out," I said, releasing his penis. Jonas looked down and watched as his finger slid out of my vagina. "Wow, that looks cool." "Yeah." I looked my sperm-covered fingers. "You want to see something even cooler?" "Okay." I slowly slid my middle finger into my vagina, and when it came out, none of my brother's sperm was left on it. Feeling a wonderful tingling sensation, I did it again with each finger until they were all clean. "Oh, wow," Jonas whispered as I finished. "You got some of my sperm in you now." His penis twitched a bit. "Yeah, glad you noticed," I said wryly. "Imagine if you got pregnant from that," he said with a little laugh. "Virgin birth." I laughed too, and then said, "Well, I haven't started my periods, so I don't think we need to worry about you getting me pregnant." "Yeah," Jonas said, and then got a bit more serious. "Lori?" "Yeah," I said, cleaning the rest of his sperm off my hand and handing him the washcloth so he could clean up. As he cleaned, my brother said, how far do you want to go? You know, with what we've been doing." I shook my head. "I don't know. I was wondering that myself a bit ago." Jonas lay down on the bed and I lay down next to him. He was quiet for a moment and then said, "If you wanted to go all the way, well, that would be fine with me." "Somehow I thought you would be," I said with a giggle as I ran a finger down my brother's xylophone-like chest. I sighed a bit and said, "I don't know how far I want to go. I've had a lot of fun so far, though, so we'll see what happens, okay? Okay. I wrapped my hand around my brother's mostly hard penis, feeling it stiffen as I held it. With a grin, I said, "You think you can manage a third time?" Chuckling a bit, Jonas said, "You watch me," and the next 10 minutes were very entertaining. Chapter 5. We rounded the boot of Italy and headed back north, going up towards our next major destination, Trieste. I knew nothing about the city, but Jonas told me a little of its history between our masturbation sessions. Those sessions had started to really dominate our lives on the ship. Now every morning and every night, we got each other off. We usually found 2 or 3 other times during the day when we were able to play as well. And each session ended with either my fingers or his putting as much of his sperm as possible into my vagina. It was a wonderful time. I did start to wonder, though, if our parents had any suspicions. There was no reason they should, of course. But I thought they were looking at us oddly a few times. It was probably my imagination, but I made sure to still pick on Jonas from time to time, just in case. Trieste ended up being kind of a cool place. I was surprised to find out it had been its own country for a while after World War II, a war about which I'd known very little until this trip crammed it down my throat. I also had heard someone named Richard Francis Burton had died here, and had made the mistake of asking my brother who he was. That resulted in an hour of history lecture from him that night between masturbation sessions and him giving me a copy of a book he'd brought with him. It was called To Your Scattered Bodies Go, and had Burton as a character. I took it politely, 'cause, well, my brother was putting out. I did reflect to myself, a couple days out of Trieste, after we'd stopped at Split and were on our way to our next stop at Athens, that it was interesting how much closer Jonas and I had grown over the last few days. Part of that was inevitable, since we were basically living together, but the sexual aspect of our relationship seemed to have also opened up other aspects. I found myself doing things like actually paying attention when he went on about comic books, and he paid attention when I told him little things he could do to make himself more popular at school. It was strange, but cool. Athens was one of our longer stopovers. We'd be spending 3 nights here, which was equaled only by 3 nights in Istanbul and 4 in Cairo. Jonas had a big hard-on for Greek culture, as well as other things, so he was pretty stoked about it. Me, I was just resigned. Our time in Athens seemed to consist of visiting nothing under 2,000 years old. We saw all sorts of ruins, including the Parthenon, and the scandalized look on Jonas's face when I told him the one in Nashville was better was something to treasure. It was kind of cool seeing all these old places. And it was fun watching Jonas get worked up about something other than A, video games, B, fantasy/sci-fi, and C, sex. Not that the sex play between him and I had stopped. Oh, no, far from it. We were playing around with each other a good 3 or 4 times a day still, and loving every minute of it. The only thing being in Athens had done was keep us from doing it any time other than when we first woke up and when we first went to bed. We left Athens on the 4th day, heading out with the morning tides. I woke up as I was now accustomed to waking up, naked in a bed with my naked brother. He was already awake and reading over a book he'd picked up in Athens. "Good morning," I said, reaching out to give his semi-erect penis a gentle squeeze. "Hello, to you too," he said with a chuckle. I yawned and stretched. "I'm gonna get a quick shower and then we can have fun if you want." "Sounds good." I walked naked to the bathroom, cleaned up, brushed my teeth, etc., and then went back to the bedroom. Jonas had made the bed and was sitting on top of the covers, idly playing with his penis. "Hey now, don't get in too much of a hurry," I said, settling next to him. Jonas grinned. "Just thinking about you these days makes me horny." "Yeah, well, same here." I reached for his penis and he pulled away slightly. "I've got something I want to try," he said. "Oh, okay, what?" Licking his lips a little, he said, "Well, since you just got out of the shower, I was thinking, well, about maybe, you know, using my tongue down there, instead of my finger." I blinked in surprise. He was suggesting something I'd heard about, but had never considered suggesting. "Really?" "Yeah, just to see what it's like." "Oh, you don't have to do it to me if you don't want to. I just want to try it on you. I've heard girls really like it." That did match up with what a couple of my friends who had had boys go down on them had said about it. One of them had also gone down on a boy and had said he'd really enjoyed it and it hadn't been too bad for her. I thought quietly for a moment and then said, "Well, okay, if you want to try it, you can, and after you're done, I'll try it on you." "You will?" Jonas asked, brightening up. "I will." "Okay." I lay on my back and spread my legs. "Probably best if you just get down between my legs." "Right." Jonas sort of laid between my legs, peering at my vagina. I've never seen it this close before. "What do you think of it?" "Same as I always have. It's wonderful," I laughed. "Yeah, okay, you don't need to flatter me. You've already got down my pants." "True," he started rubbing around my clit. "Well, better get started." "Okay," I closed my eyes and wondered what this was going to be like. I had my answer a few moments later as I felt the incredible sensation of my brother's tongue licking at my clitoris. I'd just absorbed that fact when he started licking everywhere else and began fingering me at the same time. I grabbed hard onto the blanket and held tight, biting my lower lip in an effort not to scream in ecstasy. God, this was amazing. I'd never imagined anything this good, and it got even better when Jonas's other hand came up to rest on one of my breasts, the first time he'd touched them. I clutched that hand hard against me as his tongue worked its magic between my legs. When my orgasm hit after only a couple minutes, it was one that acted like a flamethrower, blowing away any memories I'd had of any previous orgasms. It was the most magnificent, all-encompassing feeling I'd ever had in my 12 years of life. I'd heard once that the French called orgasms the little death. And now I knew why. By the time I'd finished coming, Jonas was squatting between my legs, his penis pointing straight up and his hand still clutched to my breast. He grinned a little. "I guess you liked it?" "God, yes." I sat up and, on a whim, pulled him down on top of me, hugging him tight and feeling the sensation of his body rubbing against mine. "That was the best thing ever," I whispered into his ear. "And that was my first time doing it," he said. "Imagine how much better I'll get," I grinned. "You have a nice way of thinking sometimes. Thanks." Out of curiosity, I reached down between our bodies and took his penis in my hand. I moved it carefully so that the tip was just slightly poking against my vagina. A shiver went through me. "Lori," Jonas whispered, his eyes wide. "Don't move, okay? I'm not going to put it in. I just want to feel what it's like touching me down there." "Okay." He froze completely. I gently rubbed my brother's penis up and down along my slit, marveling at how amazing it was that such a minor act could feel so mind-blowing, particularly when I placed it so that the tip was pressing just slightly into me. I knew then that in all likelihood I'd lose my virginity to my brother. "Jonas?" I whispered. "Yeah?" I took a breath. "I don't want you to put it in me, at least not yet, but probably at some point, okay? Do you mind waiting?" Jonas was quiet for a moment and then said, "Lori, before we started doing all this, I'd figured sex was always something that would be happening to other people. I certainly never thought I'd lose my virginity before I was 20, much less lose it to you, and I do want to lose it to you." "I want to lose mine to you, too," I said, surprised still at how true that felt. With visible effort, he pulled back and sat up. "But I don't want to do it yet, either. I want to wait a little, too, at least until you're comfortable with it, and, well, I'm still kind of overwhelmed by all this stuff myself." "Okay." I sat up and hugged him again, feeling his bare chest against my breasts. "But let's promise each other two things, okay? First, we're going to make love at least once before we get back to Bermuda." "Agreed." Second, well, I love you, Jonas. I don't say that a lot, but it's true. And I like this new, special thing we have going on. I don't want it to stop when we get home." "I love you too, Lori. It won't stop just because we go back to Chicago." "Good." We looked at each other for a moment, and then, together, leaned forward and gently kissed. It wasn't much of a kiss. It didn't involve our tongues. It was just a slight brushing of my lips against his, but it was wonderful and felt so very right. I reached down and took hold of his stiff penis. "Now, I think I owe you one," I said, grinning. "Right. Okay, let me lie down." Jonas moved around so that he was lying on his back. I kept hold of his penis and looked down at it. "So I just opened my mouth and put it around it?" "I'm not totally sure," he said. "I haven't had a blowjob before. From what I've seen in porn, though, I think you're just supposed to lick it and stroke it and whatever you want to do. Okay. I looked up at him. You're going to warn me before you shoot, right? If you don't, this will be the last blowjob I give you. Jonas laughed. Don't worry, I'll warn you, I promise. Okay. I eyed my brother's penis for a few seconds and then, without letting myself think about it, leaned down and gave the tip a lick. It didn't taste like anything, so I licked along the shaft and the tip some more and then lowered my mouth around it, closing my lips at about halfway down and letting my tongue do the work it needed to do. Oh my God, whispered Jonas. Oh, that's so much better than I thought it would be. I grinned a little around a mouthful of penis. I loved the fact that I was making my brother feel this good. Oh, Jesus, Lori, I'm gonna come. Oh, God. I barely managed to pull my face back as my brother's penis fired his sperm out over his stomach, his chest, his shoulders, and even up to his forehead, and to my extreme surprise, a bit even landed on the headboard. I'd seen him come a lot since we'd started playing with each other, but that was beyond anything I'd seen before. Once I was over my surprise, I did my usual thing of running my fingers through his sperm and working it into my vagina. These days, I really got turned on by the idea of having my brother's sperm inside me, even though his penis had never been. Well, I suppose now it had been in my mouth, but that wasn't the same, obviously. Breathing hard, Jonas managed to focus on me. That, God, Lori, that was fucking amazing! I laughed, because Jonas almost never swore. Now you have an idea of what you did to me. Yeah, I do. Wow, he grinned. Geez, if that feels so good, what's it gonna be like when actually do it? I could hear the capital letters slide into place. I finished cleaning off my brother and lay back down next to him, holding his arm. I don't know, but I bet it's going to be amazing. Yeah, he kissed me gently. We should probably get up and get something into our mouths other than each other's body parts. I rolled my eyes. God, you say the loveliest things. We got up, got dressed, and went out onto the ship, ready to face the day. Chapter 6. Istanbul, not Constantinople, as Jonas kept pointing out, I ignored him, wasn't far at all from Athens. It was a pretty cool place. First, it was partly in Europe and partly in Asia, which was pretty cool. Second, all the old ruins there weren't all that ruined and were pretty interesting. And third, it had the best, coolest church I'd ever seen in my life, the Hagia Sophia. It was really incredible. We spent a couple days in Istanbul, and I decided I wanted to return at some point. It was such a nice city. By the time we'd left Istanbul, heading for Cairo, I'd lost track of the amount of times Jonas and I had gotten each other off with our mouths. I'd even let him come inside my mouth on a couple of occasions. He'd enjoyed it a lot, but I hadn't. The texture was horrible. We still hadn't had intercourse yet, but we'd talked about it endlessly. We both knew it was probably going to happen soon, but we weren't sure when, and frankly, neither of us seemed to be in a big hurry. Just giving each other orgasms with our hands and mouths was good enough. Egypt turned out to be less interesting than I thought it would be. It was dry and dusty, and Cairo smelled, well, not good. Still, the day trip out to the pyramids was kind of cool, as was the Sphinx. Most of my time in Cairo, though, was spent wanting to get back onto the boat so Jonas and I could play together. The night we left Cairo, Jonas and I were sitting in our cabin, just relaxing. We were fully dressed, which was unusual, but we'd only been in there for a few minutes, so it probably wouldn't be too long before the clothes came off. As we sat there just relaxing and talking a bit about Egypt, Jonas said, "So, Lori, I have something for you." "Oh, okay, what?" He reached into his pocket and pulled out a small box. Blushing, he handed it to me. I opened it up, and inside was a small, golden scarab. There was no way it was actual gold, of course, but it still looked lovely. Oh, wow, Jonas, this is really nice. I pulled it out. It turned out to be a necklace. Wow, thank you so much. I leaned forward and gently kissed him on the lips. He smiled. Well, I just had to get it. I learned something interesting in Cairo. Oh? Yeah, lots of times, well, pharaohs married their sisters. I blinked and looked at him. Really? Yeah, really. And that was their symbol, so it seemed right somehow. I grinned. So you're my pharaoh? No, I'm your brother, and I love you dearly, and he took a deep breath. And tonight's the night, okay? Tonight? I echoed. I looked at him. I knew if I said no, he'd go along with it and we'd just get each other off in whatever what we wanted, but there was only one way I wanted. I nodded slowly. Tonight. My brother exhaled slowly and nodded. All right, why don't we get a shower first? Together? I like that idea. Okay? The two of us quickly undressed and got into the shower together. It was rather small and cramped and really not as much fun as I'd expected it to be, but it was nice having my brother's naked, soapy body against mine. Once we got out of the shower and dried off, Jonas went right to the bed. I headed that way but paused for a moment and put on the necklace he'd given me. Now wearing only that, I got onto the bed and straddled his waist, then leaned down and hugged him tight, feeling his penis rubbing against my vagina. Jonas? Yeah? Before we do this, I want you to know, I'm glad my first time is with you. You're the best brother anyone could ever have. He smiled and kissed me sweetly on the mouth. That's 'cause I got the best sister ever. I sat up a little and took hold of Jonas's penis. I positioned my vagina over it. I figured given all the foreplay we'd done lately, I didn't need any now. You ready? I asked him. Jonas nodded. I've been ready for days. I giggled. Okay, here goes our virginities. I took a deep breath and then exhaled slowly, trying to calm myself. Then I began to slowly lower my body, sliding my 12-year-old virgin vagina down around my older brother's 14-year-old virgin penis. It felt very weird going into me, and there was a tiny bit of pain as I was stretched open for the first time, but I adjusted quickly and kept going down him until he was all the way inside me. My brother and I were now officially making love. Oh, Jesus, Lori. Oh, that's so... Jonas looked up at me with bliss on his face. That's the most wonderful thing ever. I grinned a little raggedy grin. Glad you like it. I looked down and saw my brother's amazing naked body and between my legs, the base of his penis and his pubic hair. The rest of him was inside me where it belonged. Wow, that's awesome, I said. Jonas smiled back and started moving his hips, sliding his penis slowly back and forth inside my vagina, sending little sparky waves of pleasure through me each time he moved. I lowered myself down and kissed him, feeling his bare chest against my breasts. Lori, Jonas whispered, I'm probably gonna come soon. Do it. Come inside me. Okay, I... Oh, God, Lori. Oh, I love you so much. My brother grunted and pushed hard inside me, his penis spraying my vagina with his sperm. If him coming inside me wasn't the strangest thing I'd ever felt, it was certainly in the top 10. Once Jonas was done coming, I lay motionless on top of him. I knew how sensitive he could be right after he finished his orgasms. I smiled at him. So you liked it? Oh God, yes, Lori. It was just so incredible. Jonas looked into my eyes. Did you like it? I kissed him on the nose. I'm still liking it now. You're still inside me, remember? Oh yeah. I started slowly moving my hips, riding Jonas a little. Can we roll over? I asked. So you can be on top? Sure. Very slowly and very carefully, and hoping my brother's teenage penis wouldn't slip out of me, the two of us wrapped our arms around each other and began to roll over. Once we were done, Jonas was on top and deep inside my vagina. Oh, God, Jonas whispered as he started moving slowly in and out. Oh, this feels even better this way. I gasped and grinned, looking up at his smooth, naked body moving slowly on top of me. I ran my hands down his bare back and onto his ass. It still wasn't the firm thing I'd pictured boys like Zac Efron having, but who cared about him when I had my own brother inside me where he belonged? The base of Jonas's penis kept rubbing against my clit as he fucked me, and when he started moving faster, it sent shivers of delight and passion through my preteen body. Each thrust of his hips brought me closer to what I knew was going to be the best, most mind-shattering orgasm of my life. True to my expectations, when I came, it was so incredible, I nearly blacked out as my vagina clutched hard around my brother's thrusting penis, sending him into a second orgasm of his own. It was, words don't exist for how wonderful it was. After we were both done coming, Jonas pulled out and lay down on the bed next to me. No words were exchanged for several minutes until finally my voice said, "You want to do it again?" The rest of the trip, stopping at Malta, Tunis, back at Gibraltar, and finally at Bermuda before coming home, was a happy, sexual blur. Jonas and I made love a good 3 or 4 times a day, in every position we could think of. We ended up most enjoying him on top so that we could see each other. When we were back in Chicago, I wondered if my brother would still want to carry on with our affair. I wondered this for most of our first day back, in fact, until Jonas turned up at my bedroom door, wearing nothing but a grin. Ah, I love my brother. The end.
You have been listening to an audiobook brought to you by Jason Crow. This story is brought to you free of charge, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. If you like this story, go and check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more stories. And while you're there, drop me an email, comment or anything like that to let the authors know you like the story. Or not. Both is fine. But in the end, reading back from you is why we are writing. It's for you, the reader. Or listener in this case, but you know what I mean. Have a great day and hope to see you soon on the jasoncrow.eu website. Take care and stay safe.